The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
A royal expert says Kate Middleton's doctored up photo is nothing to be concerned about. She says, I know you've got your conspiracy theories. You think she's in a coma. For me, I think she ran off with Pete Davidson. She got her BBL, but this photo should be no cause for concern. So Entertainment Tonight got with Katie Nichol, who is a well-known royal expert who often comments on stuff like this. And she says, everything you're hearing about the photo, just shut it down, because all it is an amateur photo that Kate edited.
There seems to be no end to the conspiracy rumors. And there is a theory that this was an image of Kate's face that was superimposed from an old Vogue shoot. I think any sort of digital enhancement on that level would probably be far beyond Catherine's capabilities, to be perfectly honest. And I think the fact that it looks like a bit of a botched job shows you that it was an amateur that was doing this. And that's what she said. She's an amateur photographer who sometimes plays around with digital enhancement. And that's what's happened here. I think the idea that her image has in any way been superimposed is simply not the case. I think this was more a case of tweaking.
I'm floored at how long this has gone on. Like, normally something like this hits the news cycle and we're like in and out in 24 hours. They are not letting up on Kate Middleton. And I'm trying to like figure out why, because you also have to recognize she just had major abdominal surgery. Like, we don't know what's going on health-wise. So you figure people would have, I don't know, a little more empathy or whatever. And it was Mother's Day in the UK, and she is a royal figure, so obviously she's going to post a photo. And yes, did she do a bad job at editing the photo or whatever? Yeah, she did. It's very obvious certain things that she did. And I don't know if it's lending to the conspiracy theories, but I'm at this point, I feel like everybody's just like piling on, and it's almost getting to the point of bullying.
That's because the royal family has a history of doing some shady stuff. And they've said before, everything is looked over with a magnifying glass before it's presented to the world. So you have a family with a little bit of a sordid history, especially around women who marry into the family. And now one has disappeared. That's dramatic, but hasn't been seen in the public eye for a few months. And then this is released, and it's so botched that it shouldn't have made it past anybody's, like, palace PR. And you could argue if it comes from the princess, like, of course, it's automatic approval. But I almost wonder if it was botched so badly to get people talking about it to distract from something else going on.
That's how they would operate, right? Yeah.
That is what they do in the past to, like, you know, don't look over here, look over here. Do you think that it's to deflect from what she's going through medically, or to deflect what King Charles is going through?
Charles would be my guess. You can speculate all day what's going on with Kate. You know, maybe it's just a slight facelift. Maybe it's plastic surgery. Maybe whatever. We have no idea. And frankly, I agree that it's none of our business. But the fact that it has drummed up so much, and they've been giving the weirdest peaks, grainy photos in a faraway car, another one where she's in the car with William, but her face is completely turned and the bricks inside the car through the window do not match the bricks on top.
Mm-hmm.
They've given you just enough for the conspiracy theorists to run with it. And so I think it's a look over here kind of thing going on.
I don't have the depth of manipulation in me to be around that family or be in a PR like that, trying to think in front of everybody else, how can we manipulate people to look at this instead of that? The whole thing to me, I've said this so many times, I would never want to marry into a family like that, where you've got microscopes on you at all times. There is nothing you can do without people having an opinion about it. It sounds miserable to me.
It would be miserable. You can't make any moves. And it's also weird that they're blaming the edits on Kate. Even though she might have done them, you could have easily been like, oh, a junior staffer made those efforts. Mm-hmm. You know, we've talked to them, closed the deal. But the fact that she released the statement, it's just everything it has done, whether intentional or not, the conspiracies online are wild, down to the fact people are saying stuff like, this is far-fetched, that William has allegedly murdered someone. Could he be arrested for a crime? It is so highly entertaining, but it is bananas.
So you said you would hate it so much. The royal family hates it. I mean, they have said, like, Harry is like, bye. Mm-hmm. Like, this is how much I hate it. Princess Diana, like, very much vocalized how much she hates it. This whole family, I feel like, has been very open to, like, how miserable of an experience this is.
Yeah, and the latest conspiracy theory that I think is probably the most plausible, because it feels the most believable to me, is that William is actually having an affair with, Rose Hanbury? Mm-hmm. And because she looks so much like Kate Middleton, some of these photos that have come out, a lot of people think that it's actually Rose in these photos. So much so that the last photo I saw of somebody trying to prove this to be right is a photo of the back of her head, and they like zoom in on a fold in her cheek, and then they show another picture of her at like the Royal Ascot. And they're like, look, she has the same wrinkle in her right cheek. It has to be her. So it's definitely getting pretty outlandish. All right, Cher says she's ready to get started on her biopic, but there's one thing standing in her way. It's on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.